It was early Sunday morning, around 2 a.m. Nimesh Maharjan was in bed when his brother woke him up with a phone call.
And my brother, because my sister-in-law called from back home, like, screaming, and, like, you know, so he'd been talking on the phone, and, like, I was like, what's going on?
Everybody in the house woke up and started checking news and social media. Maharjan was fortunate he was able to get in touch with his family right away, and he says it was a relief to know they were safe. But they are living in a disaster zone right now.
The rain that came for 2 days was a most difficult time to bear it. You know, you are sleeping on a bed and they are sleeping outside on the ground, on the tent, on a, like, a wet floor. And they are cold, like, you know, they need a food and everything.
The Nepalese need necessities, food, water, and medicine. Maharjan has started to organize efforts among Nantucket's Nepalese community. He estimates there's about 85 Nepalese people on island year-round, and more than 100 during the summer. His housemate, Sunil Suwal, is among them. Suwal set up a GoFundMe to crowdsource relief funds. He thinks it's best to support small communities and local efforts.
For me, I wish to help probably a family, be that in worst or just a bad place, you know. It doesn't have to be like really devastated family. It just has to be some affected family, and that will make a difference.
So far, Maharjan says the island's response to the disaster has been encouraging.
Not only the Nepalese community on the island, the whole entire island is ready to help.
Maharjan is working with the Nantucket Community Foundation to create a relief fund. Plus, he's planning community potlucks and fundraising dinners. Right now, a lot of aid is headed to Nepal from all over the world, and Nantucket will be a small part of that. For WCAI, I'm Justine Paradise on Nantucket.